This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says IMF program has led to economic stability. Government to roll out science project in primary schools, and tertiary level students urged to apply for SLB loans. The news in detail after this break.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission. Now the news. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the successful implementation of its program with the IMF has resulted in economic stability for Jamaica. Earlier this week, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, completed its fifth review of Jamaica's economic performance, approving an immediate disbursement of $68.8 million.
Before we had the program, remember, nobody was prepared to lend us any financing. No investment was flowing in. Since then, we have had in excess of $1 billion worth of investment, private investment. We have had access to loan funds, and we create an environment where people now want to invest. I know there has been a lot of hardship, but I can tell you, if we were not passing these tests, life would be tremendously worse.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in an interview with JIS News Thursday at the launch of the High School Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program at Tarrant High School, St. Andrew. The program will result in infrastructural development at 23 high school and community-based sporting facilities across the island. The government will be rolling out a $50 million science project for all primary schools during the next financial year. The funds will be used to outfit all primary schools with science kits. This is part of measures to boost science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM in the school system. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the subjects are being promoted in response to international labor market trends.
It is strategically important for students to appreciate scientific principles and applications at a young age in order to prepare them to embrace more complex concepts later on.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the launch of the Digicel and Clinton Global Initiative Innovations in Science Education project in Kingston Thursday. Over the next 3 years, the Digicel Foundation will be spending $1 million to introduce mobile science laboratories into high schools across the island, aimed at increasing access to science education by students. With the government having sourced additional funds to finance tertiary education for the 2014-2015 academic year, students are being advised to immediately visit the offices of the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, to apply for loans. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says the SLB has extended its loan application period.
So students who have already matriculated but not made the satisfactory arrangements may go to the Bureau, and they will be interviewed and considered for whatever loan they require.
The SLB had earlier reported a shortfall of $1 billion for financing tertiary education for needy students during this academic year. However, this has been made up by a revolving loan of $500 million from another government agency and the full remittance of the increased education tax proceeds to the SLB in December. And the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, is inviting entries for its inaugural Heritage Poster Competition under the theme, We Are Free. The competition targets high school students from grades 7 to 13, and submission deadline is Friday, October 31. Students are being asked to express their thoughts on freedom and its meaning through visual art in the form of graphic or illustrated posters. Chief Executive Officer of the JIS, Donna Marie Rowe, says the agency is seeking to engage young people in high schools through the competition. She adds that the poster competition challenges young people to utilize their talents in art illustration as well as computer-generated art. Entries may be submitted in one of two categories, graphic designs and illustrations. Posters will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, creativity, artistry, and presentation. Visit jis.gov.jm for more entry requirements and to download the entry form. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.